Welcome to First Focus, a weekly podcast here at First Pres Columbia, where we highlight various events and ministries around the church. This week, Dr. Derek Thomas joins us as we conclude our conversation about his recent books, Strength for the Weary and Heaven on Earth. Dr. Thomas is our senior minister here at First Pres, as well as an internationally known speaker and author. If you have questions about his work, our church, its programs, or any ministry here, don't hesitate to contact us. You can find all our contact information on our website, which is firstprescolumbia.org. That's firstprescolumbia.org, or on our app. Now, let's get to our conversation.
Okay, so you've got the book on the second half of Isaiah.
Called Strength for the Weary.
Strength for the Weary. And then you have a book that just came out around Christmas time.
Actually, it was just a couple of weeks ago.
Just a couple of weeks ago, okay.
On heaven.
Okay, yeah.
And again, I won't test our dear members of the church as to whether they remember the sermons I preached. But again, within the last year or so, I preached a series of 8 to 10 sermons on heaven.
Yes.
And this was actually a request. This is Christian Focus. Ralph Davis publishes a lot for Christian Focus.
Yeah.
And the owner of Christian Focus Publications, Willie McKenzie, is a dear friend. And he and Ralph Davis and mm-hmm. myself and the wives were at Ken Wingate's place down near Charleston for a couple of days.
So I'm hearing the beach has a lot to do with writing. The beach
right.
and writing.
But he put the guilt trip on me and said I hadn't written for them in a while. I published a couple of books with them, and I said just to shut him up, I said there and then in front of witnesses, how about a book on heaven?
Right.
So and since there's a wailing
siren.
Yeah,
so you're going to hear the sirens
in the
now.
Heaven,
it's coming.
Heaven is appropriate.
Right, right.
And again, this is a very user-friendly sort of style.
Yeah.
More user-friendly than I typically employ when I write.
Mm.
And it's a very short book, but they've done a really nice job, and it's a hardcover.
Yeah.
Actually, both of these books are hardcovers.
Yeah.
So it's done a really nice style.
That one, you know, that series of sermons on heaven, not only, you know, was it a personal favorite, but for Evelyn, who was 10 at the time, she's 11 now, but she was 10 when you were preaching through. I mean, you had her rapt attention the whole time. She, every single sermon, wanted to know more and more about heaven.
Mm.
So I would say that particular book is not necessarily just for, you know, someone in their 30s, 40s, 50s. As long as they can read and have a competent reading level, I've got a 10-year-old who loves that stuff. So
Sinclair Ferguson and I have been, I've been teasing him. He's just published a massive tome that's like
huge.
$35. And
huge.
It's like 800 pages.
Yeah.
And I said, Sinclair, you need to write books that are like $10, not $35.
Right. And 50 pages.
And 75 pages, not 750 pages.
Right.
So he's on a mission now to write shorter books.
Okay. I thought this was going to be a who was going to outsell who, the shorter books or the longer book.
You know, and Sinclair has been very busy writing over the last couple of years, really. And there are two or three more books in the pipeline, including, I'm really pleased to say, the Let's Study Romans.
Wow.
In that Let's Study series, a lot of our members use them in Sunday school classes and Bible
Absolutely.
Studies and stuff. And then Mark Ross wrote the one on Matthew, I think, and
mm-hmm.
I did the Galatians and Revelation one. And,
mm-hmm.
and Sinclair's done a number of them. But the Romans was always missing, and it's kind of who's going to do the Romans, and I hope it's Sinclair. And,
right.
and apparently it's done.
Wow. That is
so
fantastic.
So that will be a wonderful, wonderful book when it arrives.
That's great. Now, do you have a favorite book that you've written? Or is that kind of like asking you if you have a favorite child?
You know, I'm not sure how many I've written. I think it's 28 now.
Wow.
Some of them have gone into oblivion and folks don't even know that they exist. I think that I wrote my first book. It was the most difficult, and it was on wisdom. And Sinclair Ferguson had a hand in its publication, urging me to write it and finish it, and giving birth to that first book was torture. It was torture.
Did you already have your doctorate at that point, or was this before?
No, it was 15 years before that.
Wow. Wow.
This was in the early 80s.
Okay. So can people find both of these books in our book service?
Well, hopefully. Deborah Kirkland does a phenomenal job.
Phenomenal.
She is absolutely wonderful. I know she ordered a lot of books on heaven that have gone.
Right.
They disappeared like pancakes.
Yes. Yes.
On Trove Tuesday. Right. And
Trove Tuesday.
So that, as you listen to this, and I don't know when these things go out. Do they go out like tomorrow?
No, this will come out on Wednesday, a week from today.
Okay. Well, they might be back in stock a week from today. The Strength of the Weary One, that might not be available until after the National Conference of Ligonier, which is next week. So within the next couple of weeks, both of these should be here.
And give people a teaser for the third book that's out there.
The Banner of Truth are starting a new series like the Let's Study series, but in this case, not Let's Study New Testament books, but Let's Study Doctrines.
Right.
And they're a little shorter in format, 30,000 words as opposed to maybe 50,000 words. And they're going to launch about 10 of them. I think there are going to be 50 of them in all.
Wow.
Eventually. And I think they're going to try and launch about 10 of them all at once. Not sure whether that will happen.
Right.
But mine is already written. And it was on the doctrine of Scripture. So what is Scripture? What is the Bible? And it had it was written in 13 chapters, like Let's Study.
Yes.
But they are a little shorter.
That's great. So meant to be kind of like a quarter-long Bible study on the doctrine of Scripture.
Yeah, sort of basic introduction to Christian doctrine.
Oh, that's great.
Maybe a notch above basic.
Got it. And any idea when that's going to come out?
Soon.
Soon. Okay.
Before the Banner Conference in, when is that? May?
June? Somewhere in May, June, yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. Okay. Any other words for our listeners?
Read.
Read. That's read. Right.
Tole lege.
Tole lege.
Take up and read.
All right. Thanks, Derek, for being here.
Thank you.
All right. You've been listening to First Focus. For Dr. Derek Thomas and all our staff here at First Pres, I'm Josh Squires. Thanks for joining us. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, don't hesitate to contact us. We hope you'll join us next week. And until then, God bless.